During the past few days, we have examined various words used for God in the Old Testament scriptures. We looked at the word Elohim, the mighty one, worthy of worship. We looked at Adonai, which means the Lord or Master. And we also considered El Shaddai, which means Almighty God. Today, we'll consider the term Jehovah. In the King James, New King James versions of the Bible, Jehovah is usually translated Lord. The King James is translated Lord with all caps. However, in the American Standard Version, it is translated Jehovah. Jehovah comes from a tetragrammaton, which means four letters. And those four letters are YHWH, transliterated into English. Because of the third commandment, or the Ten Commandments, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, the Jews removed the vowels in the name of God, which left YHWH or JHVH. From this tetragrammaton, we get the term Jehovah or Yahweh. The term Jehovah is equivalent to I am that I am, Exodus 3 and verse 14. Remember, God sent Moses to Egypt to deliver Israel from Egyptian bondage. And Moses asked, the God of your fathers has sent me unto you, and they shall say to me, what is his name? What shall I say unto them? Exodus 3 and verse 14. And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am hath sent me unto you. And thus Jehovah, or I am that I am, carries the idea of the eternal self-existent one who is absolute. In addition, God said to Moses, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, the Lord, God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, has sent me unto you. This is my name forever, and this is my memorial unto all generations. Exodus 3 and verse 15. It's interesting that it says, the Lord, Jehovah, God, Elohim, the Elohim of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. It is Jehovah, he says, this is my name forever. And thus we learn that Jehovah is the name of God. In reference to this, Jesus said, before Abraham was, I am, John 8 and verse 58. Like God the Father, Jesus is the eternal, self-existent one. And like the Father, Jesus has life in himself in an absolute sense. In him was life, and the life is the light of men, John 1 in verse 4. Jesus said, for as the Father hath life in himself, so hath he given to the Son to have life in himself, John 5 and verse 26. And like humans, into which life must be given, and in which life is taken away, God has life in an absolute sense. Job, the great man of faith and patience, understood this. After losing his children, Job says, the Lord gave, and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. As we live and as we die, let us never forget that God is the giver of life. Blessed be the name of Jehovah.